So far we've been talking about the interaction between a Jew with a non-Jew, the guys are doing malacha in the person's home, etc. He's having the non-Jew come in to turn the lights, etc. One of the more common cases which we deal with, which happens maybe more often, is the question of, I want to give in my clothes to the cleaners, my suit to the shoemaker, my suit to the tailor, and I have, he's doing work, and he's working on Shabbos. He doesn't work over the weekend, and he's working for me on Shabbos. Is that a problem? Is that not a problem? How does Halacha look at that? So based on what we've been talking about until now, we said that the issues in Amir Lachim, the one issue was, first issue was the Amir, I tell him to do work. I didn't tell him to work on Shabbos. And there's no indication in any way, shape, or form that I'm saying he should work on Shabbos. Enochanami, if I would come in on Friday afternoon at 6 o'clock and say, yeah, I need this Saturday night at 9 o'clock at night, Shabbos starts at 5:30, and at 6 o'clock, and it ends at 8 o'clock. And Motzi Shabbos, he must do it on Shabbos. So then I'm indicating he must work for me on Shabbos. That's going to be awesome. If I go into the overnight, I go to the post office and I say, need this done overnight, delivered overnight to New York. So I'm asking him to do work. It must be delivered the next morning. So I'm specifically saying, do it on Shabbos. So we pointed out, Amir is us. I can't tell the Goy, even during the weekdays, I can't tell the non-Jew on Tuesday, do work for me on Shabbos. So I can't tell him on Friday, do work for me on Shabbos. So that's not what we're talking about. But you didn't say anything like that. You didn't indicate like that, any way, shape, or form. But the second issue was, if we said that you can't have a non-Jew working for you on Shabbos, whether you command him to do that or not. So how does Halacha look at this? So Halacha differentiates between two types of workers. The one type of worker is the person known as a Schir Yom. The person is hired to work for me for the day. He's not given a specific job to do. His job is to work for me, whatever I need, during the day. So that a Schir Yom is considered that he is acting as my agent to do whatever he's doing. Halacha says, however, if a person is what's known as a Kabbalah, a contractor, which his job, he undertakes to do a job. So his work right now is to do the job, and not to work for me, but to get this job done. See, he now takes over the job. The job is his. He's working to do his job. To get this specific idea, thing we want done, to get done. So we give a suit to a tailor. He is now the one who has the responsibility to get this suit taken care of, made, whatever it is. That's now his job. He is working for himself, not for me, the halacha says. So if a person would give in an item to the cleaner, you've given him a specific job to do to clean this thing, that's what he's working for you. That's now under his own domain and purview that he's doing that job of cleaning the item, fixing the shoes, making the shoes, whatever it might be, giving the car to the mechanic to fix a certain thing. All those are considered a kabbalah, and there's no problem of having a non-Jew do that work on Shabbos for a Jew. As long as it's not on the premises of a Jew. If it's on the premises of a Jew, it gets more complicated. And Halacha also differentiates between the case where it would be obvious that it was being done for a Jew. So you walk by, the mechanic has his shop right there in the middle of the Jewish neighborhood, and your license plates say Mazel Tov in the back or something like that, you know. So it's probably not it's a Jewish car which is being serviced. It says Rabbi on the back, you know, something of that sort. However, so what is the issue? The issue we're worried about is it looks like he's working for you. But we know he's not working for you, he's working for himself. So it depends on what type of work it is. Is it a work which is normally done as a kabbalah? Then there's not a problem. So again, so if it's normally done as a kabbalah, it's not a problem. So car mechanic is done as a kabbalah, it's not a problem. Something which can be done both ways, that becomes problematic. And that was the idea of Maris Ayin, which we mentioned, but I want to discuss maybe a little more of that during this week, a few of these points. And we can't go into great detail on this. It's very complicated. I don't want to go through all the halachas, but the basic idea, I want you to understand how that works. To just an announcement that Shir will end at 10:20, with the aim of getting to everybody will be able to leave it by 10:30, and the information of which cars everybody's going in will be given out later on in the morning. Have a good morning.